Okay, welcome to part 4 for video number 13 in the Canon EOS 500D T1i and KISS X3 tutorial videos. In this video we're going to be looking at the custom function settings menu, which has got quite a number of options to look through, so it's going to be probably a full length video again. Apologies for some of these menu videos going on quite a bit or seeming quite long, it's just because of all the different functions and options that are within there. I just want to make sure I cover them so you're as well informed as possible. Some of these videos you may want to come back to at a later stage, but I'm trying to make sure all the information's in there for you. There will be one additional video after this one covering the My Menu custom functions, where you can set quick options on the last tab within the menu system. It's just your preferred options and so forth, but for the moment we'll have a look at the custom function settings as well as a quick look at the firmware menu as well, which just tells you the camera's current firmware or software version if you like. So here we go for part 4. Okay, so carrying on from part 3, now on to part 4. We're up to the 7th tab along now, into the custom function settings and firmware also as well. And there's also an option here that you can see clear settings, so any custom function settings that you do set you can clear them, because you can change quite a few different options and features within the camera within the custom function settings. The current firmware that I've got on this camera is version 1.09. There is actually a new firmware version out, which I haven't updated to yet because I didn't know what effect it would have me going through some of these tutorial videos. So what I'll probably do is do a video on that update at some point and cover any changes if there have been. I don't think there's going to be any major changes to the menu systems from what I've read. So the firmware version, if we just go into that there, it tells you that there's a memory card containing firmware is required to do the update. And it's a case of you download the firmware from Canon, put it onto your memory card, pop the memory card in, make sure you've got a full battery on the camera, and then let it run the update from the memory card. It'll ask you a couple of times if you're sure to do it, but we'll cover that. Clear settings I've just covered. We'll go into the custom function settings and we'll go right back, here we go, to the beginning. There we go. So there's quite a few menus within here. We've got exposure level increments or adjustment increments. Now you can do it by 1/3 of a stop or 1/2 a stop. I have it on 1/3 of a stop because it allows me a little bit more flexibility and enables me to fine tune the exposure adjustment, be it with exposure compensation or otherwise. Okay, in the next menu we have exposure ISO expansion. Now currently by default it's set to off, which means your default ISO range, if I press the ISO button on top here, is 100 through to 3200. But if we go into the menus and just quickly enable, which I usually have left on, that setting there. So again, you're just navigating through using these keys here and then setting the option. I've now got the option of going all the way up to 6400, which is high 1, and then high 2 is 12,800, which is for emergencies. If you really need to get the shot and you've got no supplementary lighting, then you go to high 2. Okay, so we will go back into the menu. Flash sync speed in AV mode, that means aperture priority mode. You can have it to deal with it automatically or work within the range of 1/200th of a second to 1/60th of a second, 1/60th being the slowest, or have it fixed at 1/200th of a second, depending on what you're shooting and how you're using the flash guns, you set that. Okay, long exposure noise reduction I leave on, but you can have it off or switch to auto. So when an exposure gets towards a second or maybe a couple of seconds or above, then it will automatically come on. And it's just to reduce noise which appears, because the longer the exposure, even though you may be set at ISO 100, the more noise that you will get. And high ISO speed noise reduction. So if you're using ISO settings, say 1600, 3200, 6400, you can set how strong the noise reduction is for that. I usually leave it on standard, but you've got low, strong, or completely disabled. I may well do future videos testing the differences on those settings, so watch out for that. Highlight tone priority, that will give priority to the highlights within the image, meaning the bright parts of the image. Okay, And with that enabled, what you will also find is your ISO range is now at 200 up to 3200, and that's your the limited range that it gives you. And the highlight tone priority icon, the D plus, is shown there to let you know that that setting is actually on. Okay, so I'll usually leave that disabled. Auto lighting optimizer I'll leave as standard, and this helps with situations where you're dealing with an image which has got very dark parts through to very light parts. Say for example inside a church where you've got dark cupboards maybe, or dark sections of the room, and obviously you've got window light which could be very bright, in particular in bright daylight. So you're dealing from very dark tones all the way through to very bright tones, so there's quite a contrast range there. So that helps to deal with that. Autofocus assist beam firing. You can either have it enabled, disabled, and it actually has a beam in front of the camera which can aid that, or it will actually pulse the onboard flash, or you can tell it to only do so with external flash guns attached to the camera, being the Canon 430 EX2 that I've got. Mirror lockup, it will actually enable you to lock the mirror up or not. So most DSLRs have an option to actually lock the mirror up when you're doing certain kinds of shooting. It's just to help reduce vibration and so forth, because that mirror mechanism actually flipping up to lock just before creates a little bit of camera motion and shake. So you can have that so it's locked up out of the way. Shutter and AE lock buttons, or auto exposure lock. AE means auto exposure lock. Auto exposure lock is typically this button here. So once you've set your exposure so the camera's metered from the point where you want it to, you've got focus, tap that button, which is actually designated by the star on top of the camera that you can't see at the moment, and that will lock the exposure. The exposure setting will not change no matter where you point the camera. And so you can actually set this to do so if you wish, or auto exposure lock and auto focus, or auto focus lock and no auto exposure lock. So you can actually configure that button to be your auto focus if you wish, and have no auto exposure lock as well. So you've got a couple of options. Some people do prefer to have that set to actually be the auto focus button rather than the half press of the shutter button or shutter release, which is traditionally unset by default. Okay, the assign set button option allows you to actually designate the function of the set button when you're not in the menus. Obviously this is when you select what option you want to change and you hit set, that changes that set option for you. You can have it to automatically jump to image quality, whereby you're going to be choosing JPEG or RAW, just like so, won't we, you hit set and that comes up there. Okay. Or you can have it to the flash exposure compensation, turn the LCD monitor on or off, although the display button will also do that for you, to display the menus, or to disable that button completely, so when you press it, when you're not in the menus, it does nothing. So it's just another way to customize the control of the camera. Now currently I have it just set on quick control screen, so it will actually highlight these options now and allow me to change those and move through on the back of the screen. Okay, in the next menu, LCD display when power on, and retain power off status. So whenever I turn the camera on, the LCD display will stay off, basically, to save battery life. Or you can tell it to always display. I prefer to save battery life personally. Add original decision data is an option whereby you can append verification information with a separate additional security kit, that an image is, you know, verified and an original image. It may well be useful for commercial purposes and so forth. Okay, and then we're back to the beginning. So we've covered the full range of the custom functions within the menu system. Apologies for a couple of cuts and transitions within there. I had to just double check a little bit of information along the way there. So we'll be on to video number 5 shortly, where we'll cover the My Menu, as it's called, or your customized menu where you can put shortcuts to particular settings and so forth. So we'll have a look at that in the next one. Now, cheers for watching. Thanks.